This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
In addition to some greatly improved fishing, there's lots of things happening on the outdoor scene this coming weekend. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, as we mentioned, lots of things happening on the outdoor scene, and probably the biggest thing that we know of is the 50th anniversary celebration over at Carlisle Lake regarding the Carlisle Lake Project. On June 9th through the 11th, the Carlisle Lake Project, in cooperation with the City of Carlisle, will be hosting the Carlisle Lake 50th Anniversary Celebration at the Dam West Recreation Area. Now, in order to accommodate the event setup and provide public safety, the Dam West boat ramp will be closed from 10 p.m. on Sunday, June 4th, through 5 p.m. on Tuesday, June 13th. In addition, the lake road from Dam West Spillway to the intersection of William Road will be closed to through traffic from 10 p.m. on June 5th through 5 p.m. on June 12th. During the event on June 9th through the 11th, William Road will be closed from West Lake Drive to Lake Road, and Lake Road will be closed from Water Tower Road to William Road. Visitors should use the Apache Boat Ramp located in Eldon Hazlett State Park or the Dam East Boat Ramp and Keysport Boat Ramp, which will be available to the general public during this period. Now, for more information on the Carlisle Lake 50th Anniversary Celebration, and there's a lot of things happening each and every day during this celebration, contact the Carlisle Lake Project office at 618-594-2484. And as you well know, Carlisle Lake has pretty well been closed for most of the past month due to high water. And the Carlisle Lake pool continues to recede after cresting nearly 12 feet above normal pool on May 13th. As of 7 p.m. or a.m. on Friday, June 1st, the pool elevation was 450, which was about 6.5 feet down from where it was. The inflow for Thursday was approximately 2,400 day second feet, which is much less than is being released. As the pool levels recede, the Corps of Engineers continues to work to reopen facilities as quickly as possible. Dam West, Boulder, McNair, and the East Spillway campgrounds are open. All existing reservations will be honored. Coles Creek Recreation Area is targeted to be opened on June 7th. Dam West and Keysport beaches are open, and the McNair Beach remains closed at this time. The Eldon Hazlett State Park is now open. Areas inside the park that are open include the campgrounds, the Apache Boat Ramp, the Carlisle Lake Sailing Association, the Hazlett Cottages, and the campground store. All boat ramps except for Coles Creek, Allen Branch, and Peppenhorse Branch are open. Boaters should use extreme caution. Due to the high water level, some breakwaters may be overtopped by water, and caution should be used when boating near these and other submerged structures. Boaters should also watch for floating logs and other debris which have drifted into the main body of the lake due to the high pool elevation. The Corps of Engineers continues to work with its partners, and for more information, contact the Carlisle Lake Project office at 618-594-2484. But it looks to me like within about a week or so, things are going to be back to normal at Carlisle Lake. It might be a bit high, but it will be completely usable. And we've been talking a bit about all the events that's going on this coming weekend, and not to be overlooked is the fishing fair at Marquette Park, Pierre Marquette State Park. Fishing enthusiasts and aspiring anglers will have the opportunity to celebrate their favorite sport during the 26th annual Two Rivers Family Fishing Fair scheduled for June 10th at Pierre Marquette State Park near Grafton. The special one-day fishing extravaganza hosted by the Pierre Marquette State Park and co-sponsored by the Two Rivers National Wildlife Refuge and the National Great Rivers Research and Education Center is among the largest of Illinois' Free Fishing Days celebrations. The Family Fishing Fair has always been considered the state's flagship event for this special weekend commemorating this popular recreational sport. Now, as in the past, the annual fair features some favorites of the activities from previous years, plus several new ones which they hope families will enjoy. A series of demonstration stations include instructions on various fishing-related activities. In the past, these have included knot tying, fish identification, fish cleaning, and casting. Though designed primarily for youngsters, anglers of all ages are encouraged to attend and participate in the free event. Some returning favorites include a new and improved catch and release bluegill pond, where young anglers can have their photograph taken with their catch, the popular one cast station with everyone who wins a prize, and the bow fishing stations where children can shoot in a pool or at a 3D target. After participating in a minimum of 7 stations, each youth will receive a prize and have an opportunity to catch a trout from the special portable trout pond. In fact, the trout pond has always been one of the most popular attractions at the fair. The trout always seem to be biting, and there's always several big fish in the pond. Event organizers are also excited about the many attractions in this year's fair lineup. Along with the past favorites, the fair will feature several new attractions. Jeff Watson and his live grizzly bear will be among the new attractions. In addition, Rockabilly Revival will be entertaining folks with live music, and the food will be available for purchase. Another favorite includes the 4,000-gallon mobile aquarium managed by Brad Campbell of Texas Bass Tanks and stocked with many of the fish species found in the Illinois River. Fishing seminars will be presented there by professional anglers all day, including several local experts demonstrating a variety of fishing techniques. A number of other returning exhibits will be on hand to entertain fairgoers. As in the past, no license or fishing gear is needed. We want to get kids hooked on fishing and not on some of the less desirable things that are available for our kids to choose from, said the IDNR Urban Fishing Coordinator Scott Isringhausen. He says, thanks to our generous sponsors, we are able to continue to offer this free event. Now, as always, volunteers are still needed to assist with the event. For more information, contact Pierre Marquette State Park at 618-786-3323. And at least 3,500 people, including 1,600 children, attend the Two Rivers Family Fishing Fair each year. The event features nearly 30 activity stations at which youth can learn more about fishing in the outdoors. The Two Rivers Family Fishing Fair is expected to attract many outdoor enthusiasts who hope to learn more about fishing or just enjoy a fun-filled day. So there's plenty to do here at the Family Fishing Fair, and there are a few family activities that offer free admission and parking, and these activities get underway at 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. at Pierre Marquette State Park. It's located 5 miles north of Grafton on the Great River Road, and this is on Saturday. So be there, and for more information about the event, you can call the Pierre Marquette State Park at 618-786-3323. Now, keep in mind that, like last year, Illinois has again moved the observance of the state's fishing days until the Father's Day weekend, which will be June 16th through the 19th. That's free fishing days. Free fishing days will not be held in conjunction with the Two Rivers Family Fishing Fair at Pierre Marquette State Park. Instead, it will be held the following weekend. And for more information on fishing in Illinois, see the website at www.ifishillinois.org. Okay, that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.